5. He lives down on the way where the lights are bright. One day he got some mail, it was COD. But when he looked inside, it was popcorn from Tennessee. He opened a popcorn stand. Now everybody says, hey, little popcorn man. Now he gets it that flavor with that good old sorghum syrup that grows right out of that old Tennessee earth. It's always white as cotton. He never lets it burn, that little popcorn man. Trolley and you look, but it ain't. Now it's his cash register ringing up the chain. It's hot going every time and no one complain. And every time you see him, he's always the same, that little popcorn man. Now he gives it that flavor with that good old sorghum syrup that grows right out of that old Tennessee earth. It's always white as cotton. He never lets it burn, that little popcorn man.
Somebody's love. name was Helen. Her head looked like a watermelon. Her hair was long, she had a Tony. Her neck looked like a roll of bologna. Her teeth stuck out so firm, she didn't have much sense. She could gnaw a ear of corn right through a picket fence. Our marriage license cost a quarter on the Tennessee border. Took her out to see what we could see. Just then I saw her husband, and he stood 6'3". He had brass knuckles all made to order. Now my teeth are scattered on the Tennessee border. Her hair was red, her name was Hannah. Like a big banana. She weighed so much he had some trouble. He thought that he was seeing double. He put his arm around her and he tried to hug her, but he couldn't get close enough, 'cause she had too much blubber. She was too fat, he couldn't court her. Now she wears a girdle around her Tennessee border. One night I took her out just across the line. She stuffed her toe and fell in a barrel of turpentine. Young man, young man, where is my daughter? Well, the last time I seen her, she was turned across the Tennessee border.
Bluegrass, it's blue as heaven and it grows so fast. I worked in a city and I saved the cash for that 20 acres of mine. Now when that bluegrass gets knee deep, I'm gonna lay right down and let it tickle my feet. Gonna look right up, lap at the sky on that 20 acres of mine. I knew her as a baby and I love her till I die. Then I know I'll be satisfied on that 20 acres of mine. Now when that bluegrass gets knee deep, I'm gonna lay right down and let it tickle my feet. Gonna look right up, laugh at the sky on that 20 acres of mine. Boss and live like a king. Honeysuckle vines won't bother me. I sleep all day and do as I please on a 20 acres of mine. Now when that bluegrass gets knee deep, I'm gonna lay right down and let it tickle my feet. Gonna look right up, laugh at the sky on a 20 acres of mine. Apple apple tree and one grapevine. I'll make a barrel cider and a barrel of wine. The neighbors come in and we'll have a time on that 20 acres of mine. Now when that bluegrass gets knee deep, I'm gonna lay right down and let it tickle my feet. Gonna look right up, laugh at the sky on that 20 acres of mine.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Mucha, the Brazilian singer and composer. In 75, she made her first professional recording as a singer on the album The Best of Two Worlds in partnership with Stan Getz. She just passed away at 81. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Radio obituary is for Jerry Riopelle, the American singer, songwriter, musician, and record producer, known primarily for his hard rock performances and record production, but he was known to mix rock, country, and jazz with R&B. He was also an inductee to the Arizona Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame. His music career began in the 60s. When he was an independent record producer, and he went on to play drums for the Hollywood Argyles, and later signed with Screen Gems as a staff songwriter. He became a staff writer and producer with Phil Spector, And let's see, what else did he do? Oh, he also went on to produce some really atrocious singles for April Stevens and Nino Tempo. Well, not that atrocious, just not his best work. Let's just say that. Jerry Riopel just passed away at 77. It's the next Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Oh, blame this one on Kim Fowley. Thank you.
Brand new dancing.
The cleanup radio obituary is for James Calvin Wilsey, the American musician who played bass with the San Francisco punk band The Avengers, and then he went on to become the lead guitarist for Chris Isaak's band Silvertone. Go figure. James Calvin Wilsey just passed away. Would that be 61? At 61. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. To the radio obituary. Oh, by the way, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and you're in the radio obituaries, which will be going a little late. Not super late, just a little late, because it's probably our last week. Might have one more, but probably our last week to go late before the students come back here at Tufts University. So let's take advantage of it while we can. Let's do that, please. Okay, we were continuing on to the radio obituary for Dean Ford, the Scottish singer and songwriter. He was the lead vocalist and frontman of the beat pop group Marmalade from 1966 through 1974. And you might be curious to know that his stage name of Dean Ford was a moniker that he coined by combining the names of Dean Martin and Tennessee Ernie Ford. What? Dean Ford just passed away at 72. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This will be 16. Take 16. Get up. Watch it this time, Pat.
I'm getting away with it. It's always me.
One, two, three.
Oh,
Just wanted to make sure I'm doing the right thing here. You know how I get. You know how I like to be right about the thing. Now we have a radio obituary for Victor Hayden, also known as the Mascara Snake. He was an American painter and musician, better known as the cousin of Captain Beefheart. He's credited with having played bass clarinet on Trout Mask Replica, but he's on some other records too. You can learn the most about him by reading Pamela Daybar's memoir, I'm With the Band, which you know here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. If you're a long, long, long time listener, we highly recommend. It's a romp of a read. Victor Hayden just passed away at somewhere around 70. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Until I have to go, I want to find me a blue swim plastic ocarina about 5 miles long. Play with them sweet potatoes all night long. Cause them yams have all them eyes that yawn and yearn. Down yonder below the ground, and their golden hair is a dirty brown. I wanna find you a woman to hold my big toe, yeah. I wanna find me a woman to hold my big toe now. I wanna hold me a woman that'll find my big toe until I have to go. And so my land, sweet potato. Yes, so my land, sweet potato. Ah, so my land, sweet potato. So my land, sweet potato.
Love has nobody. Nobody has love. I love you, big dummy. dummy. Quit asking why. I love you, big dummy. I love you, big dummy.
And now for a radio obituary about Roger, the Australian red kangaroo, best known for his muscular physique. He was rescued as a joey after his mother was killed by a car and moved to a sanctuary. He grew to be 6 feet 7 inches tall and weighed over 200 pounds. Whew. Roger just passed away at 11 or 12. Hard to say for sure. He was a kangaroo. It's the radio obituary for Roger right here. Hopefully our ambassador feel good, Scott Cornish, is still listening right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Way down in Australia, in the land of romance, all the jitterbugs have got a funny new dance. It's a simple little wiggle with a hop and a beat. It's got all the cats a-jumping and a-beating their feet. It has a boogie-woogie rhythm with a touch of bebop, and everybody's calling it the kangaroo hop. First you hold your hands up like a kangaroo, then you bend your knees and hoppy hop one, two. Now wiggle on your left foot while your right one beats. Now try it on your right foot as your left repeats. Hey, once you get the swing, I know that you can't stop. A wiggling, hopping, beating to the kangaroo hop. A wiggling, hopping, beating to the kangaroo hop. Real gone.
Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Jerry Chestnut, the American country music songwriter. His hits include Good Year for the Roses and T-R-O-U-B-L-E, of course recorded by Elvis in 1975. Jerry Chestnut just passed away at 87. He's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When I was just a little bitty kid, I remember one thing Mama said, Daddy sends you all of his love from Frisco Bay. Well, I didn't understand till I was grown why my daddy didn't spend a little time at home instead of roaming around the country that away. Now I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. Well, there's a cute little honey I'm dying to see down in Nashville, but I'm down around Dallas and I'm rolling down south tonight. You see, burned off of this rig by the likes of me, left right here on the highways of this land. I'm gonna write my name in this diesel smoke, won't let the ones that come along behind me choke. I gotta beat this pace, I'm a setting at a time I can't. Now I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. Well, there's a cute little honey I'm dying to see down in Nashville, but I'm down around Dallas and I'm rolling down south tonight. From the Rockies to the docks of old L.A. I'm gonna head up that old Pacific shore and swing on out towards Baltimore, someplace about 2,000 miles away. Now I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit of different light. Well, that's a cute little honey I'm dying to see down in Nashville, but I'm down around Dallas and I'm rolling down south tonight. Yes, I'm down around Dallas and I'm rolling down south tonight.
I can hardly bear the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray, lying cold the way you left them, but at least your lips caressed them while you packed. Or the lip print on a half-filled cup of coffee that you poured and didn't drink. But at least you thought you wanted it. That's so much more than I can say for me. What a good year. Long could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. As you turn to walk away, as the door behind you closes, the only thing I have to say, it's been a good year for the after 3-4 years of marriage, it's the first time that you haven't made the bed. I guess the reason we're not talking, there's so little left to say, we haven't said. While a million thoughts go racing through my mind, I find I haven't said a word. bedroom, the familiar sound. Our one baby's crying goes unheard. But what a good year for the roses. At the time, I had another one called One by One. They're turning out the lights. I've been feeding that old jukebox. I wanna hold you tight. I guess it's for the best. I just put in my last dime. Whisper, we'll meet again. Another place, another time. Chairs are stacked all over the table. It's closing time, they say. I could wait right here forever if they'd only let me stay. Would be much better. And that lonely room of mine, through a lonely night awaiting for another place, another time. Won't that room of mine be a lonely place to be? Hey girl, I've been so used to holding you close to me. On that old stairway, be hard to climb. To a lonely room, and I'm waiting for another place, and one more time. On that old stairway, be hard to climb. To a lonely room to wait for.
What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it?
Another place, another time.
Hey, by the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, but just for a few more minutes. And And I saw somebody coming in to take over for me. I think James with his radio show is here. But hopefully he'll allow me to wrap up since I didn't expect his arrival tonight. So we're going to barrel right on here with the antepenultimate radio obituary for Herb Ellis, the American character actor and writer known for his collaboration with Jack Webb, where they came up with the project Dragnet, the concept of Dragnet. He even was in the first 5 or 8 episodes. He was in some number of them. Anyway, Herb Ellis just passed away at 97, I do believe it is. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.